It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Richie Faulkner, best known for Judas Priest, but currently promoting his new band, Elegant Weapons. How are you doing, Richie?
Jackie, I'm doing great. All the better for hearing your beautiful voice on the other end. I haven't seen you for a while, so it'll be great to catch up and tell you some stories and
Absolutely.
See what's going on.
It's so great to hear your voice, and I'm so happy that you're doing well. I mean, obviously, we all were very scared with what had happened with your health, and so glad that that you're doing well now.
Thank you very much. Very grateful to be here. Just to touch on that briefly, I shouldn't be here. A lot of people, they don't make it through that, unfortunately. So to make it through what I went through and to be sitting here today talking to you about new music and Priest is still going and we've got a new record with Priest and all that positive stuff, I'm very grateful to be here talking to you about all that lovely stuff.
Well, let's start off with Elegant Weapons. You have a new record out now called Horns for a Halo. And there's very much a construct that you've entered through. You're allowed to put your own stamp on things. How close has Elegant Weapons provided an outlet reflected of your own tastes? And what's the biggest thing you can do here that might not be an option for you in Judas Priest?
Well, it's very much a reflection of my own influences and my DNA as a guitar player, a songwriter, and a musician. And the main difference with this is, you know, I'm not in a room bouncing ideas off Glenn Tipton and Rob Halford, which we were doing in Priest, you know. And it was a priority for me, really, to have something that stood on its own two feet sonically. I didn't want to, if I came up with something that sounded like a Priest record, it wouldn't really be much point. That's what we do in Priest. And they've been gracious enough to include me on the writing stuff and the creative. So if it was a Priest record, there wouldn't be much point. So it sounded different sonically. It was another branch to the tree, if you know what I mean. But it's all those influences that I come up with, you know, on a Priest record. It's just they get distilled and bounced off of Glenn and Rob. And this one wasn't there. It was just purely me coming up with the music. So that was a big difference in that regard.
Judas Priest guitarist Richie Faulkner with us on the show. Let's play a track from his band Elegant Weapons' new record. The record is called Horns for a Halo. This is Do or Die. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got guitarist Richie Faulkner with us on the show, and we're talking about your new record from Elegant Weapons. It's called Horns for a Halo. And while Elegant Weapons features some high-profile guest collaborations, you've now got a live lineup that's pretty impressive as well. As Elegant Weapons moves forward, do you foresee the live band being the primary band for recording? And though, you know, I know it's still early to be talking about a follow-up, do you have ideas for how you'd like to see this band move forward creatively?
Yeah, absolutely. The guys, I mean, I'm incredibly fortunate to have the guys on the record. You know, I've got Scott, Rex, and Ronnie on the record. Me and Ronnie move forward. Obviously, Scott and Rex are doing other things. So I had to put a band around, you know, the live format. And they're the guys in the band now moving forward. We're the guys that are going to evolve and grow as a band. And those characters are going to kind of come together and make something unique in its own right moving forward. I think that, you know, it's special. You've got characters like that. And I'm just fortunate, again, to have people around me that I can call up and say, hey, do you want to be in my band? And they make me sound good at the end of the day. And you pick the best guys for the job. And hopefully they say yes and they join you. Ronnie's a fantastic singer. Christopher Williams is an accept, fantastic drummer. Davey Rimmer, Uriah Heep, I've known him for over 20 years, so I couldn't think of a better group of guys to share the road with.
Richie Faulkner with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Coming up next, we're going to check out a new track from Richmond Thrashers, Enforced, plus music from Suicidal Tendencies, and more with Richie. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest and Elegant Weapons with us on the show this week. The new record from Elegant Weapons is called Horns for a Halo. It's out now. And Richie, as expected, there's some great guitar work on the new record, reminiscent of some of the music that you grew up with. Where guitar solos are concerned, do you have a favorite all-time guitar solo, both of something you've done as well as a solo that someone else did that you wish you would have been yours?
Oh, that's so difficult. I'm so bad with favorites because you always miss out other things. You know, there's so many great guitar solos throughout history. I mean, Victim of Changes, The Sentinel, Backwards and Forwards, and that's just Priest. I mean, there's stuff like, you know, oh, I mean, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son from Maiden. There's Sabbath stuff. There's Randy Rose. There's Michael Schenker. There's Zakk Wylde. You could go on, Brian May. I mean, there's so many. So, I mean, if one off the top of my head, I think I'd have to say Victim of Changes is one of my favorite all-time solos. I remember playing on stage with Priest, backing up Glenn Tipton when he played that solo. And I used to get goosebumps just playing the rhythm part and hearing that guitar solo being played live. It was just unbelievable. The emotion, the bluesy kind of metal licks that came from that man's hands were just unbelievable. Just the emotion that came from it. I just couldn't deny it. I couldn't help but be moved by that. So I'm going to have to say that one.
Richie Faulkner with us. Quick break. Up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, tunes from Metallica. Richie's going to be picking music. It is all on the way.
Time is a part of you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest on the show with us. We're talking about his other band, Elegant Weapons, new record, Horns for a Halo, out now. And Richie, Ronnie Romero seems like such a great fit vocally for this band. What made him the right choice to front the group, and how do you see that dynamic playing out in the future?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. As soon as Ronnie Romero got suggested, I was actually talking to Damon Johnson from Thin Lizzy, Black Star Riders, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I was, you know, bouncing ideas off of him about who I could get in on vocals. And he actually mentioned Rainbow, Richie Blackmore, and Ronnie Romero, and a light bulb went off in my, you know, above my head, and it was a no-brainer. Of course, Ronnie Romero. You can hear the influence in Ronnie's voice, where he comes from musically, what's in his DNA. But he's also a singer in the modern age. He's a singer in 2023, and I thought he's perfect for this music. You can hear where our influences come from musically, but it's a record that should be relevant in 2023. So it was a no-brainer. But also, he's a guy that can front this band the way it needs to be fronted. He's not a shrinking violet. He's out the front. He's a great front man, and he's got the grace and the charisma and the finesse and the personality that I don't have. You know, he's out there doing the front man's job, and that's what you need with a band with this caliber of musicians, in my opinion.
Richie Faulkner with us. His band Elegant Weapons have a new record out. Their debut album is called Horns for a Halo. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Slayer, a new track from Overkill, and more with Richie Faulkner. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Richie Faulkner on the show with us this week. And Richie, having grown up a fan of Judas Priest and playing with them over the past decade, what did it mean to you to finally connect with KK Downing at the Rock Hall for last year's induction? Do you feel a door has been opened for a better relationship with the guitarist moving forward?
For me, definitely. I mean, first of all, it was great to meet him. I've never met him before, and I never had any big beef with KK. I mean, we know the relationship with the band over the last 10 or so years has been a bit tumultuous, you know, to say the least, but it's not really my battle, you know. I didn't really have any problems with him, and I don't really think he had any problems with me. So we got on fine. He was a great guy. He looked great. He sounded great. He played great. He was all over the stage like he was normally, and it was great to be up there with him playing with not only him, but Glenn as well. I mean, Priest is known for a double guitar attack, and for that night, it was a three-pronged guitar attack, and I was just, overwhelmed, really, to be a part of it with Ken, with Glenn, and the rest of the band, and they were adamant that I was up there with them as part of Priest in 2023. I actually opted to sit out, obviously. I wasn't inducted. But they were adamant that I took part in the performance to represent Priest in 23. So I'm grateful for that. But I was just happy to be there, Jackie.
Must have been, you know, really amazing experience to, you know, just even be there that night.
Not only just playing with one of the most iconic heavy metal bands in the world as they got inducted to the Hall of Fame, but you look around and there was Lionel Richie and Duran Duran and Pat Benatar and Annie Lennox and Neil Giraldo. And it was like a who's who of the music that I grew up with in the 80s, you know. It was a pretty awe-inspiring night, to say the least.
Do you still get ever get like fanboyish about meeting any of your heroes, or, you know, being out there and having, you know, these other musicians come to you now as being in Judas Priest? I mean, do you still sort of like giggle at meeting or, you know, being part of anything like that, you know, all the stuff that you've been doing over the years?
Of course, I don't think that stuff ever goes away, you know, and it's music that we grew up with and we connect with in a different way when we're young and we're growing up with it, you know, and that never goes away. And if you meet like Simon Le Bon or someone like that from Duran Duran, it's like, oh my goodness, that's Simon Le Bon. It's always going to be special in a way, you know, because as I said, that's the music I grew up with, or The Edge or Annie Lennox is massive. You know, they are who they are. I mean, we lost Tina Turner. I mean, it's these people are legends. They created music that will be here long after we're gone. And it's a privilege to meet them if you get the chance.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out a track from Overkill's latest record, Scorched. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll have more with our guest, guitarist Richie Faulkner. It's Full Metal Jackie, Richie Faulkner with us on the show. And Judas Priest have been working on their new record for some time now. At this point in their career, a lot of ground has been covered musically. Richie, what do you see as the biggest challenge moving into the next album? And do you find there are still things left to learn and inspire this far into the group's career?
I think so, definitely. I think the main driving force that I've seen in the two albums, now three albums that I've recorded with the band, there's a drive to make an album that's quote unquote better than the last one. There's a drive for that artistic, you know, creative integrity to be better, whatever that means to us. You know, is it a better production, better song, better performance, whatever that is? And I think it comes from the commitment to the fans that have given the band that commitment for the last half a century and more. You know, I think that's the drive, and you can always learn from that. And whatever that thing is that makes it better, that can be, that's always different. And you've got to find what that is. And that's the challenge. Is it this way musically, or is it that way? Is it something that's sonically different or better or whatever it may be? The challenge is to find that. And Firepower is a high, you know, benchmark. It connected with a lot of people around the world, as you know. So we've got to beat that, and that's the challenge, and it's one that we all relish and rise to because of the commitment the fans have given the band for the last 50 years. It's a beautiful thing to see the guys doing.
Richie Faulkner with us. Pick up his band Elegant Weapons' new record, Horns for a Halo. It's out now, and looking forward to new music from Priest and all things to come with you, Judas Priest, and everything you're involved with. Richie, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and really appreciate you being on the show.
It's an honor, Jackie. Thanks for your support always, and hopefully see you soon.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.